Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
It's time for our weekly rendezvous with our popular Latin lover, Carmelite, Father Reginald Foster. I begin by asking him to translate ready, steady, go into Latin.
Parati, ready, fear okay. Me, steady, ite, go.
You may have guessed what I want to talk about. I want to talk about one of the Romans' favourite pastimes, chariot racing. How do you say that? My favourite pastime is chariot racing.
Equiria were horse races, and these were the curuum. It's certamen curuum. It's curus is a chariot. Quadrigarum or bigarum, two horses or four horses. Oh, they had a whole system there.
It was a rough game, wasn't it?
Yes.
I read somewhere that the first charioteer to do seven laps won. How do you say seven laps?
Yeah. Well, septim curricula. Qui primus septim curricula perfecit vicit. Or something like that, a perfectionat vincebat.
You've always told me that the Romans were rough characters. They were kind of crude. And
they were.
I imagine that all possible fouls were admitted, no?
Oh, yeah.
How does one say that?
Fouls, yeah. Fouls, yeah.
All possible fouls were admitted.
Yeah. Admittebantur, tolerabantur. What are you going to say? No. Omnes violationes.
Was there someone like a referee?
Not really.
How does one say a referee?
Arbiter. That was pretty clear. Who survived, and that was about it.
The charioteers could whip each other or
do anything.
How do you say that?
Inter se verberare poterant.
And squeezing the chariot against the spina until it shattered.
Oh, Lord, deliver us.
How do you say that? Squeezing the chariot against the spina.
Comprimere vel illidere curum in spinam.
I guess this is something they didn't do, but I'd like you to translate this for me anyway. They never collided head on because they were all going the same direction. So how do you say colliding head on?
What are you going to say? You say capitibus collide bantur. Capitibus, with heads. Culide banter, they would smash together with heads. We're so impressed by Hollywood and Ben-Hur and all that stuff.
Well, it was a lot of fun.
Which is half right and half wrong or whatever.
There's an expression we use a lot in English, which is putting spokes in people's wheels. I think it comes from racing, no? They used to make the chariots skid, hitting the spokes of the wheel. How do you say making something skid?
A lobby, to slip out. A lobby, that you can say. Yeah.
Getting back to the English expression I mentioned earlier, putting a spoke into someone's wheel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, don't you?
Not exactly.
Well, I mean, you know,
I can understand.
Well, say somebody who didn't want us to do this program, they would come and cause trouble, no?
Well, spinam injicere in rotam. spinam, a thorn injicere, throw into the wheel. You have to think of some of these things for a while.
The charioteers rode chariots, but jockeys today ride bareback, no? Mm. How would you say jockey?
I'm trying to think of other ones.
Riding bareback.
That's all right.
Equus what?
Equus sine sella.
Mm-hmm.
Equus sine sella, without a saddle. Equus sine sella. That makes sense.
Who were the charioteers? Were they just poor people or wealthy people? Did the emperors ever take part in
races? Oh, yeah, certainly they did.
Emperors like who? People like Nero?
Yeah, certainly they did. All famous people did, certainly. Were killed or became famous.
Did they have, like, different stables?
horses.
With their colours.
Oh, yeah, certainly. The four colours. Blue, green, red and white. The four colour, four teams.
So blue is Veneta?
No.
That's light blue.
Yeah. And what else?
And then red?
Not rosa.
Rusata.
Rusata, yes, exactly.
Green?
That's a nice one, too. EP green. I'm losing my head.
Prasina.
Prasinos is pea green. And then, of course, you had, I don't know.
White.
Albus.
It was like a pomp and circumstance thing, wasn't it? Because they had a parade before the chariot races.
Of course, you have like your Indianapolis Speedway with your Ferrari, with Schumacher and all this other
Formula
stuff.
Formula One. How would you say Formula One?
Some Formula Prime of the first formula. So the same story. The Romans have the same stuff we have.
So you're saying not everybody survived the race?
No.
How would you say that?
Non omnes superaverunt, certamen.
Thank you there to our popular Latin lover. He's Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, the Pope's own Latinist. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.